Good evening. Tonight I will be presenting on my four-week journey over the summer with Nate Bramson and five other guys to different camps and conferences across the U.S. The total journey lasted approximately 4 to 5 weeks and encompassed around 4 states that we visited, and we drove through about 14 states altogether. The man who's bald and has a beard, his name is Nate Bramson. He is kind of the leader of the group. What Nate does is, I'm sure you are well aware, is he's involved in a lot of global ministry and discipleship. He feels the Lord to call him to speak at different camps and conferences throughout the world, and throughout the year he travels very often to spend time with other believers that he has met at churches and conferences, sharing the word of the Lord. And in the past few summers he has felt that he should have younger men come with him across the U.S. as he goes to different camps, and he disciples them, he shares in the ministry with them, and ultimately builds them up as they go across the U.S. So where we went this summer, we went from North Carolina to Virginia, Virginia to New York, New York to Missouri, Missouri to Louisiana, and Louisiana back to North Carolina. The van that you see in the picture was given to us by a church in North Carolina, so we had to return it at the end, so we drove back to North Carolina. This is Colby. He is the oldest of the group at 26 years old, besides Nate, who's older. Colby lives in the Spanish Wells, Bahamas. He's a fisherman there, and he lives on a small island. He would always tell people he lives on a 2-mile-long, 1-mile-wide island, and that would get a lot of cool responses. Everyone seemed to enjoy that, so that's Colby. Bruce is the man in the middle with the long beard. He is 23. He lives in British Columbia, Canada, and he is in his fourth year at the university there, and he's studying civil engineering. This is Damien. He's 22. He lives in North Carolina. He is also in his fourth year of college. He goes to Chapel Hill, and he's studying electrical engineering. This is Caleb. He lives in Tampa Bay, Florida, or Temple Terrace, and he's also 22. He's in his fourth year at University of South Florida studying electrical engineering. So a lot of engineers on the team. This is Noah. He's also 22. He traveled the farthest to be with the group. He lives in Singapore. He's in his second year at the National Institute of Singapore studying chemistry. If you're a male and you are a Singapore citizen, you have to do 2 years mandatory military service. So the common structure there is they do 2 years of the military service and then they go into college around age 20. Here are some group pictures from the course of the trip. In the picture with the green shirts, Nate had those printed out for a week in North Carolina. That was his kind of message he wanted to give, and so we all got those green shirts and we'd wear them when we were throughout the trip. And we also had some Rams hats that we got that you can see we're wearing there. Nate's a big Rams fan, so we all bought $5 hats. They were on sale in St. Louis, so we decided to get those. The bottom left picture you see when we're all wearing the pink shirts, Nate wanted us to all wear pink on Sundays, so we all had pink shirts that we would wear on Sunday, so we decided to take a nice pink picture with the pink flower background. So my first week I was there, I wasn't able to attend the first week because I was still in high school. That was in North Carolina at Mountain Top Youth Camp, but I flew down the second week. It was in Virginia at a Bible conference called Skyland Bible Conference. It's a family conference, and Nate and Mike Atwood were the speakers there. Nate spoke on a passage in Genesis, the story of Jacob, And the reason we all crossed out our names in that picture on our name tags and wrote Bramson was because there was a family challenge that week where you play games and as a family, and so we all wanted to act like we were one big family. So we all crossed out our names and wrote Bramson that week. So that was a good week. We all roomed in two dorms next to each other, so we got to know each other really well that week. I was welcomed right in from the beginning. We drove right to the conference after I landed and started right in, dove right in, Nate introducing me to everyone, so I felt really welcomed. Here's a picture that you'd commonly do. Here we're in a Wendy's having a Bible study. They had free Wi-Fi there, so we wanted to go there and have a Bible study. A lot of the times, Nate would just have us have a Bible study wherever we were. Sometimes at a Krispy Kreme or at a gas station parking lot, we would have a Bible study. Or on the road, we would take an hour and just have a Bible study that we would then share afterwards. So that week, there was a youth night each night in Virginia. And Nate had asked three of the guys on the team, Caleb, Colby, and Bruce, to give a message for the youth night. And here we are preparing and critiquing each other's message at the Wendy's. The pictures on the right are all of our breaking of breads. Nate wanted us to have, on Sundays we would have a breaking of bread, but just our team would just be in it. So we would all prepare and usually have a breaking of bread in a hotel room with wine that we would usually buy the day before, maybe at a quick store. And then we would usually get a bagel from the breakfast there, or maybe a cinnamon bun that we had gotten like at a gas station or something. So that was good. Nate really enjoyed us having. He would encourage us to share, and it kind of matured you to organize something to share at the Bible study. So after our week in Virginia, we traveled to New York. We went to Camp Lilolai. We took about kind of a day to get there. We stopped in Pittsburgh, stayed overnight, and then drove to Lilolai the next day. This is a picture on a bridge that they had this nice pond there, so we took a picture. That week was also a family week. So this was Nate's second year returning. Most of the kids were 12 and under, with some kids who were around our age, but it was mostly 12 and under kids. Here's a picture of us having our morning prayer meeting on a dock. Nate would always have us, he'd always organize a morning prayer meeting with just our team, whether it be in a cabin or on a dock or just in a room together. We would always have a morning prayer meeting to start off our day. And not to say we didn't have prayer throughout the day, but we would always have a morning prayer meeting. This is us having a prayer meeting. That was a good week to be involved with a lot of kids. There was, we did a skit for the Walls of Jericho. We all got dressed up and we acted like the kids were the Israelites, and they were walking around and knocking down the walls. So that was a good time to be involved in a lot of the kids, and they were really excited to see that, and they enjoyed our presentation there. After that week, we drove to Missouri. Missouri was probably our most hands-on ministry week. The camp we went to was called Turkey Hill Ranch Bible Camp. And what they do there is they have two speakers, one for the staff and one for the campers. Now, Nate was the staff speaker. This week was a team week, so the kids were ages 13 to 17, and the staff were ages 18 and up. This week was very full. They had about 107 campers and almost 90 staff members. So it was there's a lot of staff that week. And Nate had his hands full with two messages a day, and sometimes a message in the afternoon, and sometimes a evening devo to boys' cabins. Four of our guys were counselors that week. So Damien, Colby, Caleb, and Bruce were counseling boys, and Noah and I were helping out with Nate as he was working with the staff. This was where we spent most of our time with Nate, giving the messages. The staff really well received Nate. They had never met Nate. This was his first year there. The week before, they had Chris Schroeder, so they were not unaware of, I guess, animated messages. So they received Nate really well as he gave his messages. It's kind of hard to see this picture, but it shows Colby with his cabin of boys. And this little guy in the middle, I don't know if you can see him, but he was age 13, and he got saved that week. So that was really good for Colby and everyone on the team to share that. This is a picture of day camp. It just so happens that week there was also a VBS-like program that was going on. Kids from the community and town would come in for the day and leave around late afternoon. They would do games, Bible verses. It was a very full week with day camp going on and staff meetings and activities throughout the day. So they asked Nate to give two messages to the kids, ages 7 to 10. And Nate gave one message on Tuesday and one message on Thursday. So this is the Thursday message. The little girl right in the front with her eyes up, her name is Grace. And if there was ever a moment when someone asked you, oh, did you have a favorite moment? Or did you have a highlight that really stuck out to you? Or was there one moment that you just really enjoyed? This would be the moment. Nate was giving a message on the resurrection and Jesus raising from the dead. And Grace is very animated. She loves to tell you her thoughts. She's very energetic. And in the middle of the message, she raised her hand and exclaimed out loud, can we just get saved now? And Nate said, of course. So he prayed a prayer, and Grace and two other girls got saved right at that moment. And Noah and I were sitting next to each other, and it was really cool to be a part of that moment to see just an eager response from Grace and two other girls. And Nate continued to speak after that prayer, and he shared some verses from John, and Grace raised her hand again, and she said, yeah, God just told me that. So Nate continues, and he says, okay, we cannot keep what we have to ourselves. We have to go and share the good news of Jesus to others. And Grace just keeps on going and says, yeah, I think I should start with my mom and dad at home. So that was a really cool moment to be a part of and to experience with Grace. The other speaker who is the camper speaker, he has two sons who are part of the day camp. They were both saved. They come up to us afterwards, and the older son who was saved goes, wow, that was amazing. You know, even he could tell that was something special that was happening. After Missouri, we drove down to Louisiana. We spent about, we left at 12 midnight and got to North Louisiana kind of around 8 a.m. in the morning, grabbed a hotel, then drove down to Lafayette, Louisiana, also where Nathan, my brother, spent last summer. He spent 2 months last summer at a chapel down in Lafayette. So we traveled down to Lafayette at the middle of the day to be a part of the Galley Bible Training Conference. The Galley program is a program designed for young adults to train them and disciple them. It's a two-week program for phase two, and if you go to phase one, which is before, it's 3 weeks. So it's kind of a teacher-student environment. It's a very mature audience. There's classes from 9 to 4. There's homework. So it's a more mature kind of environment to be in, and a lot more adult words being used. We're doing things such as harmonizing the Gospels and learning about dispensationalism and words I didn't really know existed. So that was a good time. This is where we spent probably 80% of our time in this church environment. They had these tables set up, and Nate was one of the speakers. The topic this year was discipleship. So Nate was speaking on discipleship along with Dave Reeve. Jim McCarthy heads up the program along with Brady Collier, who I think lives in the Texas area. So this was where we spent most of our time, taking notes, doing homework. It's a program designed to kind of equip young adults to take the information and go out in their daily lives. This picture is a picture of Noah giving a morning message. A lot of people would ask us, are you doing any of the speaking while you're on this trip or while you were on this trip? And I would usually answer no. Personally, I didn't do any speaking, but some of the men did, as I mentioned, in Virginia. And Nate chose Caleb and Noah to give morning messages. The men ask the younger men to give a morning message, and then they critique them and let them know what they think. So it's a good way. So here's Noah standing up and giving a morning message. After the Galilee program, we had to return the van, so we spent two or three days driving the van back to North Carolina. We stopped in New Orleans, we stopped in Atlanta, and we finished our trip in North Carolina, saying goodbye to everyone and returning the van. Here's some general pictures from our trip that weren't maybe as ministry-driven, but were some kind of side photos that we put up. We would have a lot of improv moments, such as eating watermelon in a Walmart parking lot, or we would play basketball. Nate really enjoyed playing basketball. He was really serious about playing basketball until the age of 16. So he's still very good. Here's us doing some horseback riding, throwing the frisbee around in the meadow. We got some hammocks and we would hang out in those. The picture on the right is in New Orleans. We saw this cool circle sculpture and we decided to climb on top of it and take a picture. So no one said anything about that, so we were certainly fine. And here are some photos from the last few days of our trip. We went to a golfing range, and then the photo on the far right, we met up with people who had been at the week in North Carolina. So we kind of did a full circle trip, and we met up with them. We went to an amusement park and had some fun there. Nate had those t-shirts printed out, but I guess they didn't wear those. So it would have been a cool picture if we all had our green t-shirts. Overall, the trip went really well. It was an incredible experience. Prior to going the trip, I had never met any of the two guys or any of the five guys that I traveled with. So I was going in somewhat blind, but I had their names. And with Nate, you kind of dive right in, and then 4 weeks later, you're shaking hands and saying goodbye, and you say, "Oh wow." You know, that went really fast. I didn't think it was going to go that fast. And Nate does that. He kind of has this energy that is just driven. His initiative is very clear. To see the group's initiative was very impactful. To see their initiative and how they approached ministry, how they approached their relationship with the Lord. To see how we bonded. We had a really good unity. You could probably take in any two guys from the group and given them a task, and they would have completed it just as well as any other two guys. We all bonded really well. We all enjoyed spending time with each other. We got to know each other really well. We would pray together each day. We would eat food together each day. We would see each other each day. So it was really good to kind of experience life together and form that relationship and get to know them on a personal level. And I'm glad that I had the ability to travel and be a part of the work that I've seen Nate do for a while. And I'm glad to also keep in touch with them and see how they continue on for the Lord. Does anyone have any questions they would like to ask at this time? Yeah. Well, Nate asks certain guys. He's asked guys from Ireland. He's asked guys from Georgia. He's asked guys from the Bahamas. I think in his traveling, he just meets guys. If someone asked that question, this would be the response he would give. He would always say he's constantly on the lookout for godly men whom he can trust and bring along on his journeys. And this year, it was the most guys he asked. He has 6 guys, expecting that maybe 1 or 2 would say no, and he would only have maybe 3 or 4 guys. But everyone said yes, so we had a big group. In the past, he's asked maybe 1 or 2 guys to go with. So just through his travels, he kind of keeps an eye out and then asks them. So Nate had asked me the summer of 2015 if I wanted to go with him. And then we emailed back and forth.
Where was that though?
That was at Pine Bush, he asked me.
What did the green shirt say?
The green on the front, it said, what's on the throne of your life? ? And on the back, it said, Jesus is better. The message for that week, I wasn't there that week, but the message was kind of, was living in the light of eternity. That was the general theme for Nate's messages that week. Yeah, Mr. Rick.
So have you kept in touch with Nate? Are you continuing to disciple you and like brotherly manner or whatever?
We do keep in touch. We do text through Facebook and stuff like that. So we do all keep in touch many times. So Caleb, who lives in Florida, he all texts us saying, pray for me tonight. I'm giving a message at my church. I'm on a report on our summer. That was a few weeks ago. So we do still keep in contact, yeah.
Tell us about your exercises.
Right. So Nate's a swim coach. He's very much into exercising and fitness. I have a video, but I don't think we have the audio, so I won't play that. But so every day, starting in Virginia, we would do a 15-minute exercise. They were not fun. You think 15 minutes is a little bit, but I mean, 4 minutes in, I was already done. So Nate would have us do mostly abs and cardio and things like that, and he would mix it up each day, and we get a lot of volunteers because we would do it right out in the open. I mean, we were at a college campus that week, so we would do it right in the middle courtyard, and people would be walking past us, you know. So we had volunteers throughout the week, and we tried to tell them not to come, but they came anyway. It was very hard, and Nate's philosophy is that he wants to be able to have a quick workout that you can do really anywhere with no weights or equipment, and you can be able to do it on the mission field, whether you're in places like Australia or whether you're in places like Iceland. So he wanted to do a quick workout that you feel worked out and energized, but yet you don't have to spend, you know, a bunch of time and resources going to a gym. So we did those on the weekdays. On the weekends, we didn't do workouts. Going from Virginia to New York, we visited Pittsburgh. We stayed a day in there, played mini golf. We also visited St. Louis. That's what the Rams gear was all really cheap because they moved to LA. So we got a bunch of, you know, 80% off Rams gear, and that was fun. We visited New Orleans, Atlanta, and Greensboro, North Carolina. Those are the places we visited.
Might you do this again, or does he take different people every year?
I could do this again, yep. He's extended the invitation. He said, if you guys want to come next year, or if you guys ever have a month off and are looking for discipleship context, just email me. If I'm in the area, or we can meet up, and he does a lot of intercontinental, I don't know if that's a word, ministry. I think he's in Paris right now, I'm not sure. But he's offered for us to come anytime. Noah, the guy from Singapore, he traveled with Nate last summer for 3 weeks. So it's very open. He's open to us coming back. If it's not for the summer, just throughout the year, traveling different continents and going to different conferences.
In terms of what you got out.
Okay, yep. Well, so traveling with Nate, you hear him speak very often. So Nate would constantly talk about being a missionary where you're at. And I think because a lot of people ask him, oh, you've been a missionary. He's a missionary in Niger. How do I become a missionary? And he would always kind of reply with, well, it begins with where you're at. It begins where you are. And he would say, it begins with loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. He would refer to that as the High Commission. Some people refer to Jesus is telling the disciples, go and make disciples. Sometimes they refer to that as the High Commission. He would kind of change it and say, that is the High Commission. So hearing that again and again, saying you simply don't have to get on a plane to be labeled a missionary. You can just be a missionary with where you're at and be involved in the community with where you are. That would be the one big thing I took away. Did that answer your question? Okay. Yes. So towards the end of the trip, Nate asked us, we spent a lot of time in the van, so we had a lot of talks in the van. We were driving the van, and Nate asked us, who would you guys recommend for next summer? So we recommend some guys that we met throughout the summer to travel with him. So. Yes, Uncle Tim. Yeah.
Any issues? Do you feel any issues with that at all? Or just age difference? Or were you welcomed in and never felt the problem?
No, I didn't feel age difference. A lot of people asked us that. And they would say, yeah, you know, Matt, you're only 18. These guys are, you know, 22. But no, yeah, I was welcomed in. And they would say that too. They say, you know, the older guys like Bruce and Colby, they would say, yeah, we don't feel any age difference. So yeah, I was welcomed in. We had a great team to work with. They always say, you know, we're all brothers. So, yeah, I was welcome right in. I'm open to that. Like I said before, I think what kind of Nate's message is that it kind of begins with where you're at. I'm open to that in whatever context. And a lot of people ask Nate, oh, I'm so eager to begin in ministry. How do I take the next step and go somewhere? And they would just respond, go. Don't over-spiritualize your journey, he would say. So he would say that a lot. So to answer your question, I guess I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
So yeah, Andy. A follow-up to that. What are your plans for next year, right? What are you doing for school? What do you want to study? And how will what you learned this summer impact that?
Right. So next year I plan on attending my second year at Raritan Valley Community College. In terms of college, I would like to transfer to a four-year school and kind of do 2+2 and graduate in 4 years from college. My major right now is liberal arts, so I'm kind of undecided on what I would like to study. I don't know if I would like to, I'm not sure how the Lord will bring about a certain major that I can practically use. I'm not sure what that might look like. And I would like to seek after college, what would be the next step? It's unclear. So I think I would like to graduate in 4 years. Not saying that I could go into, some people go into ministry not doing college, but I would like to go and finish college. And what I think I've learned most is especially in any setting, but to encourage any faith that I come across in terms of Christianity. We met a lot of people who were varying distances in their walk with the Lord, but still to encourage wherever they were at. So I think I'm doing that at Raritan, meeting a lot of Christians, encouraging them wherever they may be, if they're, you know, long term, where they've been a Christian for a long while, or they haven't been a Christian for that long. Does that answer your question? Okay. Anyone have any questions about maybe any of the pictures or any? Right. It was Bluefield College in Virginia. Yeah. What's the reception at Bluefield?
Did they accept you, or?
Right. Well, there wasn't classes at that time. The church that organized the Conference of Virginia rented out the college as the place to hold the conference, and then multiple churches gather there for the conference. Okay. So, should I close in prayer?
Yes.
Okay. Our Father and God, we thank you for this day that you've given to us, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, and the sacrifice that he has given for our sins, Lord. We thank you for Nate. We thank you for his ministry and his initiative. Lord, I pray that you would guide us as we move forward with our lives and where you want it to take us. And Lord, we'd ask that we'd be in tune to the Word of God and how it affects our lives. And I pray all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.